Today's episode is one of my favorite episodes that we've recorded so far. It is just dropping bombs left and right on how to actually turn your real estate efforts into a legit real deal business. And it's chock full of valuable information. At the very end, I tell a little story about a deal that we're buying, and you're just gonna have a lot of fun listening to this episode. So let's jump right in. All right, so commit to education. Alex, can you commit to listening to podcasts every morning when you're getting up and you're, you know, getting the kids ready for school, or you're making breakfast, or you're picking up the house? Can you have a podcast playing that is teaching you about the very thing that you're trying to do in your 90-day goal? We set 90-day goals because those things are accomplishable. Remember this, what's in the way is the way. And so we set a goal to take the thing that's in your way and move it out of the way. And what happens by doing that is you accomplish all this other stuff. You could build a whole lead funnel. You could have a whole entire functioning business in 90 days by going after the thing that for you and your life is in the way. It's going to make you a better person. It's going to make you better at business. It's going to build consistency, which will help all of your relationships with friends, family, business network, husband, wife, children. Consistency is king in human social life. Everyone can thrive where there is consistency. And that's kind of my thing. That's the thing that I really, truly philosophically believe is the path. Focus on one thing at a time and you stay consistent and you can move mountains. So commit to education and establish a committed time to work your business every day. I don't care if it's 30 minutes. I don't care if it's an hour. I don't care if it's 2 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours. Pick a doggone time where every day you are going to commit to working on your business. This is so important. This is where I see everyone who falls off the wagon fall off. They fall off because they don't consistently say every day at lunchtime between 12 and 1 p.m., I'm working on my real estate business. I've got some really good friends that has taken me. They've seen my success. They want to do this. They want to be a part. They won't be consistent. It's not going to work unless you're consistent, because it takes building a foundation. So like for sales, for example, you're not going to get an awesome deal to wholesale by calling 10 people or 20. Usually it's 50 or more. And usually it's calling those 50 10 to 20 times. So commit to education, establish a committed time to work your business every day. All right. How can you commit to your education? Ebooks, podcasts, audiobooks, videos, YouTube, an online course. These are ways that you can commit to your education. And if all you did in the beginning was spend an hour a day for 3 months learning, it's going to change your life. It is. It will. It changes you. When you make money, reinvest it in your education and systems for your business, because this is another place where I see tremendous of people fall off the wagon. They make a check and they go spend it. And now guess where they got to start back over? Way over here on step one. They get lost. They forget about real estate for a couple months. They go on a vacation. They go buy a motorcycle. I don't know what they do. You're not going to build a business unless you reinvest your money into your business. Now, you don't have to do that for long. After a couple deals, you're going to be able to pocket some money. But you need things. You need a coach or a mentor. You need to purchase list pulling software. If you're going to be serious about any type of real estate, you need to be able to pull lists. That means foreclosures. That means tax liens. That means tired landlords, rental properties. That means multifamily. That means campgrounds. That means mobile home parks. You've got to be able to do this. And that costs money. And if you just made $5,000, Isaiah and I did a deal. It was one of his first deals, his first time he ever made money in real estate. He called me the next day. He said, dude, this check's burning a hole in my pocket. I said, do two things, Isaiah. Join a mentorship program. For him, it was something specific I wanted him to join for. It wasn't real estate. I said, join a mentorship program for that issue that you have. Number two, buy yourself some software. And I told him, buy a CRM because he already knows how to pull this. CRM stands for customer relations management software. Okay. That is how you do your follow-up. You take your list of trailer mobile home parks. You put 1,000 mobile home parks into your CRM software, your customer relations management system. And you can then hire a VA to make calls. You can make calls. You can send mail. You can send text. You can do all this outreach to that list through your CRM. And more importantly, you can keep up with the follow-up. This business is one. What business am I talking about? We're really only in one business. We're in the business of getting deals. We're not really in the business of buying and selling. And we're in the business of getting deals. If we don't have a deal, we don't have anything. Where do we make our money? When we buy or when we sell? When we buy. We make our money when we buy. You have to buy a good deal. Without follow-up, you're not getting good deals. This game is won in consistent follow-up. Let me tell you a story real quick about the house that I'm fixing to buy, closing on it the 11th of May, less than 2 weeks. It's going to be our next flip. Little old lady, we mailed a postcard to 2 years ago. You think follow-up matters? It's a smoking deal. She took that postcard and she put it on her refrigerator because she knew eventually she was going to have to move out of her house and go live with her daughter. As our VAs continued to call, say, hello, how are you doing? It stays on her front of her mind. She didn't throw that card away, right? 2 years later, her daughter calls me up, says, my mom's had this card on the refrigerator for 2 years. We're ready to sell. That's how you win in this business. All right. The last thing that you do, and this can then become its whole, building a lead funnel, is a whole thing to learn in itself. But when you reinvest your money into your business and into yourself, sometimes coaching needs to be self-work. Now you're ready to build a lead funnel. And this is the real beginning of a real estate business that's going to build you wealth.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you're ready to level up your real estate investing journey, go over to 90upchallenge.com. 90upchallenge.com, where we offer online courses, group coaching, and one-on-one coaching. We hope to see you there.